Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v intervjuju Radija Študent. Danes z nami Kammerflimmer kolektiv, ki nastopil ob 9. večerni v Menzi pri koritu. So, hello guys. Can you first introduce yourself for the beginning? And what's your role inside the band?
Okay, my name is Thomas Weber. I'm playing the guitar and doing the electronic stuff.
Mm-hmm. My name is Heike. I'm doing the harmonium and the singing.
And the synthesizer.
And the synthesizer as well.
My name is Johannes and I'm playing the double bass. Mm-hmm.
So last night you played in Rovinj in Croatia.
Yes.
So
yeah.
What's it like on the seaside? Did you have a swim maybe?
Yeah, Rovinj is a beautiful town, but there were lots of tourists. And but it's a really nice theater, a very old theater.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of unusual because it's a small city without strong music scene,
yeah.
I suppose. So how come you ended up there?
That's by chance, I think.
And do you usually play these smaller venues or smaller cities? Maybe you feel sympathetic because you come from Karlsruhe, which probably has a small scene. I don't know how it's nowadays, but it better than it used to be? Or
It's not so big at all. It's a small scene.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So you play even bigger festivals, you don't pick just the small cities or something.
Yes, but we play also small towns and small cities because it's interesting also to play in cities and venues you visited never before. Mm-hmm. And not doing also shows in Berlin and London and but also I think it's also important to play in small cities for mm-hmm. people who don't live in the big cities.
Right, so it was just a regular event or was it something special this time?
It was quite special, I think.
I would say, yeah.
Because the audience was very different and very... I think it's a very small audience for this kind of music, mm-hmm. because there were lots of tourists, but in the end everything worked and there were quite a few people in the venue and...
Mm. Yes, and they were really interested in the music. Yeah.
Mm. Because this is interesting. Your audience, do you usually play in front of a more academic audience or more of the pop side?
No, it depends. It's mixed up.
It's very mixed up. We just talked about it. We play. There's a city in Germany. It's called Darmstadt. And we played there 3 times. And there's one venue which is more like modern classical stuff with suits and mm-hmm. piano and stuff like that. And another venue which is more like a hardcore punk venue. And we played in both. So mm-hmm. it works in both contexts.
So what is your perception of the academic side and the entertaining side of music? Because you probably fit somewhere in between.
Yeah.
Mm. So... how do you see academic or entertaining music? Do you see the difference at all? Or?
Yeah, there's quite a different style of...
Do you approach playing live in front of academic music differently if you
play? No, we usually play
the same
stuff. Mm. So it's very interesting how the people react. You know, if you play that... some wild stuff in front of an academic audience, they sit and that's very interesting. And the people mm-hmm. in the hardcore audience, they go moshing.
I see.
It's both very interesting to see mm-hmm. how the people react to the music.
Mm-hmm. So you are all three of you are academically trained musicians, or?
Not really. No.
No. No.
In the end. Nobody really academically trained.
Mm-hmm. I thought because of the selection of instruments.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, we were talking about your music. It sort of avoids being categorized. It doesn't fit into any genre. So maybe how would you explain your music?
I think one of the labels we talked often about, how to... which category we... I think the best category which fits best is like psychedelic music, which is like mind-blowing or mind-expanding in some way. Mm-hmm. More or less, it's not psychedelic music in the fact that's like psychedelic music in the 60s, but it's kind of hopefully this mind-blowing.
It's hypnotic in a way.
Yes, hypnotic.
Especially in the beginning, maybe, with all the textures and so.
Yes.
And I just read an interesting comment by Stockhausen, which was made, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, that music shouldn't be reduced to repetitiveness, because it should be more intellectualized, like your brain must work when you listen to music.
Okay.
So how do you see this reaction? Because, let's say, from the beginning it was more repetitive, then you went out from this repetitiveness lately. Did you come to the same conclusion, maybe?
Yeah, no, I think I like the repetitive things very much, because that it's also a kind of movement for the hypnotic style. Mm-hmm. So, but I think it's quite an interesting aspect if you mix the hypnotic, repetitive style with something more improvisation or something that's working against it. Mm-hmm. But I think it works very good together.
So maybe another good way of explaining your music would be through influences and inspirations. So can you tell us a bit about that, maybe? What inspires you, or what inspired you in the beginning?
It's mostly, usually, the same stuff that's interesting from the beginning, but I think it's also very different that three people listen to different music. So,
what kind of music?
Just for instance, I'm a big Robert Wyatt fan, of course, and I listen also a lot lately to Tim Buckley.
So it's more folk oriented.
Yes,
in a way.
Style. But I listen also to jazz, yes, and everything. It's not so much that it's very picky or something like that.
And you too?
Yeah, I think there are different practices, things, fields in which you work. And for me, it's a lot of free improvised stuff. I worked way long, I hear a lot of different things. And so I think there are a lot of common things, but there are also diversities in the band.
Mm-hmm. And you, Falke?
I'm a hip-hop fan, so...
What sort of hip-hop?
More the old-school hip-hop stuff,
So, this is also the sort of music you listen to today. I mean, it didn't change from the beginnings. You're still influenced by the same stuff.
It's usually you learn something on the way to... You listen that and you make new... You hear new music, but it's out there. It's a lot of music which you can listen to.
So maybe there is a certain crowd rock influence in your music as well, especially in the rock part of it. And your music seems sort of specific for Germany, to me at least.
Okay.
And there seems to be a few labels that promote this kind of music. You know, More Music and Staubgold, of course. I think Bernd Friedman's label also. So do you think it's possible for some phenomenon like crowd rock was to emerge from Germany again nowadays?
I don't think so. It's too diverse in the style. And
is there a scene of this music in Germany?
No, I don't think so.
It is, I mean, because there are similarities between, let's say, some bands from More Music and on Staubgold.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, maybe, but it's not that tight. Krautrock style or something like that.
Yeah, but on the other side, for example, on Staubwald, these are not so much German-based bands. There are also artists from all over the world who make this kind of sound.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are some Australian bands maybe that are sort of similar.
Okay.
Okay, so if you go to your beginnings, first you were more studio-oriented.
Yes, I started alone. The first record was also only me playing with sampling, and we tried to play the first record live. And so I met the other guys in the band.
Mm-hmm.
And we played with 5 and 6 people. Right now it's 3 people.
Mm-hmm.
And yes.
So I read somewhere that you are a perfectionist. So maybe in the beginning it was okay because you worked alone, but now with the band, do you find yourself better within the band nowadays?
I think I try. It's both sides. It's in life is another aspect than in recording a CD or working on a CD. If we produce a CD, it's, I think I'm very perfectionist because I have a lot of eye on details and sound and high and low end everything. But life, it's more like. It's more the aspect on improvisation and trying mm-hmm. to try different things out and some mm-hmm. and things like that.
Mm-hmm. So, as you said previously, it was a bigger group, Kammerflimmer Kollektiv. Mm-hmm. Now you are down to 3 people.
Yeah.
And also album Jinx, your latest one, yes. is sort of more stripped down sound mm-hmm. as the previous ones. And you also performed In C by Terry Riley, not okay. recently. So is your interest in minimalist music growing, maybe?
that was a special that was a special invitation for a festival in Austria. Mm-hmm. By
Terry Riley.
Terry Riley, yes. And mm-hmm. we tried to do something special. And I think there are also these psychedelic aspects in the minimal mm-hmm. music, which are interesting and which is a kind of which has a lot of similarities to the thing we do. Mm-hmm. We just listen
but
in the car.
But it's also very different.
Yes, it's also it's in another level very different. But just today we listened in the car to Terry Riley's song In the Summer. That's a soundtrack mm-hmm. from the early 70s, mm-hmm. and it's more a song then a long oeuvre. It's kind of 4 or 5 minutes long,
mm-hmm.
and it's very song orientated. It's got some singing in it and some chordal style,
mm-hmm.
but it's also very trippy, and there are lots of ringing and flanging and tick 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 tick.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
very interesting to work on such things.
Mm-hmm. So maybe this is now a nice introduction. We can hear one of your songs or just a part of one of your songs, and we can continue about your live performance later
okay.
on. So we listen to Live at the Cactus Dream Hotel from the Jinx album. Thank you. So we just heard Live at the Cactus Tree Motel from Jinx album. Can you tell us something about this piece? How was this recorded live?
No, it was not.
Why such title then?
It's more or less just a dedication to Joni Mitchell, mm-hmm. who wrote the song Cactus Tree Motel. Mm-hmm. And who wrote about the Cactus Tree Motel in Hera. It's a great album of her from the mid-70s. And when we worked at this with this song, it reminded me of Joni Mitchell, and I thought lots of on her music and things like that. So I thought this would be a perfect title for that kind of song.
So you said from the beginning it was more studio oriented, but did you have this idea of playing with acoustic instruments live when playing live from the beginning?
No, that was really by chance. I started music just to work on for myself on the computer, and when the first LP was released, the guys from the record company asked me how you should play live, and I said, I can't play live. No, it's all computer, and I don't know what I. When that was then was the first idea. Okay, let's do it with a more jazz live style of singing, mm-hmm. just real instruments, drums, percussion, double bass, saxophone.
Do you feel the audience accept this kind of music better if they see live instruments as opposed to computer?
No, I don't think. But I think it's quite interesting to play also stuff you are working on the computer to try to play live with instruments without computer. And
yeah, but when you started, it was also a time where you couldn't go with a laptop. Mm-hmm. It was when was it?
Oh, 1997. Yeah. It's very mm-hmm. early, and so mm-hmm.
so he should take his big computer.
It's interesting that, as I understand, Kammerflimmer Kollektiv is actually two units, a studio unit and a live performing unit. Is that because it's sort of strange, because usually these bands, when you start creating new songs, it would seem normal that these songs emerge from live shows.
Mm-hmm, okay. So I think in the beginning it was separated, so that's really... That's a studio side and a live side to the project, but over the years it's also studio and live, but it reacts to one another. So we also play very long improvisations for the record and play also live on records. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that are played live on Jinx also, but a little edited and, mm-hmm. and something like that, but it melted together over the years, so that the live playing is influenced by the working with the computer, and working with the computer is also very much influenced from playing so much concerts over the years. And mm-hmm.
So you three all play on the studio records then?
Yes.
As well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you have some other musicians who play on studio albums?
Yes, sometimes. Mm-hmm. But right now it's the core trio. It's Johannes, Heike and me, which is...
For studio and for live performance.
Yeah, the last record was made in... first step was we were going to studio and recorded mm-hmm. the songs, and... Then afterwards, there was a long process of working with this material we did. Some of the tracks are almost like we did it live, and some others are much more worked out and afterwards. And there's Kollektiv was up to six people, mm-hmm. and they are all in this community. They all play on this record also, mm-hmm. and there are some additional guests and friends we met over the years. And they made some contributions.
Because I think I saw pictures, or maybe I read something. You played in Maribor I think, mm-hmm. yeah. 4 years ago.
Yes. Yeah.
And you had a drummer with
yes.
you then.
Yeah. Okay.
So now you play without a drummer.
Yes.
So it's sort of unusual for a band like yours to be... I mean, how do you produce rhythm nowadays? Just computer?
We've got some rhythm machines, some digital
this
stuff.
Is this more rigid approach to live performance?
No, I think it's quite... Because it's very difficult to play with a drummer if you... play very loud because you have very low a very high level on the stage
mm-hmm.
and if you play without a drummer you can play very soft and you can listen very carefully to what the others are playing and you can you have a very good reaction to what you hear
mm-hmm.
and if you play with a drummer for me it's like you play always on very high level and you play always a little bit higher and a little bit louder. So we can play very dynamic in a dynamic way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So does this mean a change in your sound as well? I mean, are you
yeah.
looking forward to developing it into some different direction? Maybe.
Yes, maybe.
Mm-hmm. A quieter one, or.
Yeah, sometimes, but sometimes not.
No, and Johannes can do percussion on the bass too. So
yeah.
We don't miss the drummer at the moment.
Mm-hmm. How much is there improvisational and how much compositional elements?
Depends on every song is different.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a lot of improvisation at the beginning and then it moves into
composition and
no, maybe some roots of the song.
Mm-hmm. But also you have songs like the last one we're going to play tonight, I think so. Which is a piece which has a certain structure and there are elements which are come again and are repeatable, but there are also elements which are growing every evening in a very different way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So maybe how do you see yourself evolving from your beginnings? How did your approach to live performing change over the years?
Poo.
Apart from cutting down musicians.
I think that's different. I think it's not so much an evolution that it's like starting here and ending here, but it's more or less like up and down, always just reacting what you can do, what you feel is right doing, and maybe also some mistakes and things like that. It's always up and down and right now I think we've got a real high.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So what can we expect tonight in Linz?
No.
Good, cool sound.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, we got a strong set with mind-blowing music. No.
Excellent.
I think it's a music on which you can let you fall in this music. And but it's not only music with harmony, there's everything in it. I think there's a lot of harmony, but there's also destroying and some kind of forcing power which is disturbing or irritating.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. So we just end the interview here, unless you have something to add mm-hmm. in the end, maybe.
Or maybe I say we can play loud too.
Excellent. Ok, tole so bili Kamer Flimer kolektiv, ki danes večer ob 9. uri nastopijo v Menzi pri Koritu. Moje ime je bilo Goran. Lep pozdrav.
Intervju Radija Študent.